I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, hello, and welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. Today is National Nurses Day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Big old shout out to all of our nurses out there who do so much, especially the nurses that help out our charity, Little Smiles. Appreciate what you guys do.
We sent some pizza and chicken wings yesterday to the nurses at Good Sam.
Okay.
Because they're taking care of a loved one, of a friend. Mm-hmm. That's a trick I learned from Chip at Little Smiles.
Yeah.
If you have somebody in the hospital, send pizza and chicken wings over to the nurse's station on whatever floor that your patient is on.
Right.
Because then not just their nurse checks on them, all the nurses check on them. And they come in and they say, thank you so much for the pizza and chicken wings.
Big deal.
Nurses deserve it.
Mm-hmm. That, my friend, is the power of pizza.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's also International No Diet Day. So don't even think about it. No diets today.
We're already celebrating. Jay Bird got us breakfast.
Yeah. How was it? Good?
It tasted really, really good. My stomach is raw from yesterday. I don't know if you guys have ever had a day where you were throwing up.
It's been a while.
My stomach felt so empty this morning. So I go, you know what? Let me try to eat a little sandwich. And I should have not eaten a sandwich, but it tasted good.
Okay.
Last time I threw up was in the porta potty at Jazz Fest, but I puke in Raleigh.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
Puke and rally.
Yeah, so back to back weekends, me and you are puking up like cats. Mine wasn't from alcohol.
Mine was.
Mine definitely was.
I have no question where my ailment
came from.
No culprit
there, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. No mystery.
Okay. Alcohol.
Yeah. Today is also National Beverage Day.
Ooh.
Let me do that.
All right.
They say that margaritas are the most Googled cocktail in America.
Oh, I had a margarita yesterday.
You did? Okay.
When we got off the boat, because you know Captain Stormy does not drink and drive the boat.
It's good, yeah.
Right. When we got off the boat, I had a nice little Ronda-rita.
Ronda-rita. Yeah, is that the canned one?
It is.
Those
margarita
are good.
In a can.
Yeah.
6% alcohol. Delicious.
Yep. They are.
I like to pour mine out of the can and put it on the rocks, but that's just me.
It's a smart move. You put a little salt on the rim if you wanted to.
Oh, now you're just talking dirty.
Oh, yeah.
A little tahine.
Oh, that's an even better move.
I love tahine.
Even better move. Yeah. Love good margarita. Margarita won 31 states, including Florida.
Wow. Not my favorite drink.
No.
Okay. I love them.
Yeah, I do too. It's a big number one in my book now. Do the skinny margaritas, Virginia.
I know you do. Everybody knows that.
Okay. Just want to make sure because you can. And they're easy and they're still delicious. They say martinis were second. And what you thought maybe a mojito might win Florida, it didn't. Mojito won Arkansas and Wisconsin.
What?
Right. Huh? What?
I just don't get down with rum. Isn't that in a mojito rum? I don't love it.
Yeah, I have no idea what's even in a mojito.
I tried to keep up with a crew of girls from Puerto Rico one time, and we had a bartender with us.
Okay.
Traveling with this group, bachelorette party, girls weekend, whatever it was. And he was making strawberry mojitos the whole weekend, and boy, I don't think I can ever have mojitos again.
Really? Ruined you?
I had too many of them.
Okay.
That's happened to me with Boone's Strawberry Hill. I got so sick off that stuff to the point where I can never drink it again.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. It'll ruin you.
And coconut rum. Oh, I had a bad one on coconut rum, too.
Malibu?
It might have been. It was not good.
Mm-hmm. They say Bloody Marys won Nevada. Probably because people were trying to do a little hair of the dog, get up, get a Bloody Mary up, find out where you can get a great Bloody Mary in Las Vegas. I would be Googling that. I could see that. Got some other comments here from the weekend, some column outs, a little late to the game, or just justifying. Leslie said, yeah, I want to call out on people driving better. It is so true, that comment that you had earlier. My daughter was in an accident last night on I-95 because an idiot was speeding and going in and out of the lanes, and he lost control and spun right into her.
Oh, no.
She's okay, but is sore this morning. I see that. You know, they'll come out of nowhere. You know, you'll look over your shoulder and you'll be like, okay, and you start to go into a lane and vroom, they come out of nowhere.
Like, hot dogging.
Yes. And so you have to look fast and you almost have to double check each and every time. And when I see somebody doing that, I watch them weaving in and out of traffic. I almost kind of slow down because I'm like, if they start pinging off of cars,
hang back.
You're going to need plenty of time.
I also hate when people, they pull out. Like they're about to, they're not pulling out in front of the road, but they're going so fast and they hit the brakes. It looks like they're about to cut you off. Someone either at a stop sign or a red light. You know what I'm talking about? No?
Yeah, okay. Kind of.
Never mind. I'm not sure. <talking about. laughs>
I know what you're talking about.
What a good story.
I got called out for recommending going with fierceness. I thought I was so smart on Friday. So I'm like, oh, man, I got a horse. It trained here in South Florida. It crushed it at the Florida Derby.
On paper, it sounded great. You weren't the only one that picked fierceness.
It was the favorite. It was supposed to win. It had 3-1 odds. It was, best odds.
I heard Sierra Leone. Okay. That was what I heard from some insiders like Uncle Bill.
Okay.
Uncle Bill is a very big insider when it comes to horse races.
Okay.
He gave us the name of another horse for a different race. And so Panda put like $50 on that horse, and that horse did win.
Wow.
Different race, though.
Some people do. Some people really know all about these horses and the races, really get into it. And this would have been good to know. John said, Fierceness ran two races this year at Gulfstream in Hollandale Beach. He crushed it during the Florida Derby, winning by 13.5 lengths, and the other one, he was horrible. Which, I mean, finished 15th place.
Nobody told us that.
No, I didn't know.
Where were you on Friday?
Right.
Everybody's yelling, told you so.
That would have helped me out.
On Monday, but y'all could have called this man on Friday. Saved me $20.
I might have pulled back a little bit of my confidence.
I went in hard. I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy a ticket for me, and I got to buy a ticket for Kevin.
Right. Everybody give it a shot.
How long does it last? It's
like 2 minutes. And they say it's like the fastest minute horse racing, whatever it might be. So
the whole event's based around a 2-minute thing?
Yeah.
That's a lot. And foreplay and not much fucking.
Well, and the crazy thing about it, too, was I wanted to record it because we were heading off to Sunfest. I'm like, okay, in case we don't get to a place where I can watch it, I want to have it when I get home. We can put it on if we didn't see who won it. And they started coverage, I think it was like at noon, something like that, something crazy. And the race was close to 7 the whole day on NBC. I'm like, what are they covering for this long? Insane.
They tell all the stories because it is kind of nice, like the stories of the jockeys and then the story of the horse and maybe the trainer, and maybe they have like some kind of, you know, connection to the Derby where their daddy's daddy back in the day or something.
Okay.
I like the backstories. Yeah. I do get into that.
Yeah, I could see that. But kind of crazy. So big enough to put it on network TV for a whole day. I guess it's maybe like the Super Bowl of horse racing.
I looked up at one point. It was like 3 hours before the race was set to start. And they had Jimmy Fallon like talking to people and interviewing people.
Oh,
and
man.
He was wearing an all white suit. And I was like, gosh, I could not wear that. Oh. If I wore that, I would spill everything on me.
Anything red, I would find somehow. Anything liquidy.
I would run into people that were drinking red drinks.
Yes, I would run into the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
I saw the lovely family, actually, that made your Kool-Aid man necklace. They came out to the Palm Beach Kennel Club on Saturday, and they gave me a horse medallion.
Nice.
That I wore my whole remote. I loved it. I got compliments.
I wear this a lot.
They're such a sweet family.
Got some reviews about Sunfest. Your thoughts? I went out there on Saturday and checked out El King and had great intentions of staying to watch it. It actually kind of switched. My wife, during the day, she's like, you know what? I think maybe I want to see Young Gravy, actually. We listened to some Young Gravy. He's got some fun. Upbeat kind of music.
Yes, it's very catchy.
Yeah, I'll probably be listening more to Young Gravy, so we thought maybe we'd do that. Leslene said, Billy Idol was amazing, so was Shaggy. Okay, good reviews on those two artists. Ashford said Cole Swindell was by far the best performer. Nelly was great, but I agree, Third Eye Blind just didn't sound great.
Wow.
Beckett texted me, Ryan Beckett, on our Weird and Whatever podcast. That's his favorite band.
I love him.
And he texted me and said, yeah, they didn't do his favorite song by them, which was a hit, and he's disappointed.
Yeah, that is. Wow. I don't get that. And they had some really good songs, and probably some songs you would forget, like How's It Gonna Be and some of those songs that... Yeah, glad I didn't take the time to go do that.
I mean, that's pure balls to not sing your hits.
Just wrong. Like I'd said during the regular show, if I were an event like Sunfest, I would have a contract, be like, here are songs you have to play to get your money. And if you don't want to do it, then I don't want to have you here. Longtime listener and Sunfest goer Vicky said, I saw y'all many times there as well. Kevin, I saw you and your fam at the Party Barge, and I could tell by the look on your face that you were feeling what I was. It was not a vibe at all. The Party Barges used to be the best part of Sunfest, but the EDM music was terrible. Ah. No one looked like they were having fun.
There wasn't even a crowd?
No, it was very thin. You know when you would used to go to the Third Barge and it was, there's a few people in here?
Yes,
like,
when they were doing the sports talk show was always the least attended.
That was kind of about it, and they only had one barge, so that was the only place to go, and it was...
You went to the barge, that's where the ladies were at back in the day.
Yeah. Captain Morgan used to be flowing, the beats were hot. Yeah. People would try to swim up to the barge from the intercoastal when they would jump off their boats out there and sneak in. That's how fun the barges used to be.
Some say the barges have never recovered ever since Kevin did the snail. But it's nut.
We almost sunk that barge, remember?
Yeah.
The day the snail came out, people were jumping up and down on that barge. They were afraid we were going to sink
it. They were making people leave because they thought it was going under.
Now that's how you party.
Yeah, it was far from that.
There wasn't no snail out at the EDM barge.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I sound like the old man out there because my daughter and her friend were out there. I was like, back in my day, we almost sunk this thing. You wouldn't believe how many people were on it. Like, all right, Paw.
My nuts were hanging out for everyone to see.
My old droopy nards were stuck to a stripper pole.
My nuts stuck to the stripper pole because of the sweat and the humidity. And I slid down the pole, and my nuts slid after me.
It's really one of the grossest things of all time when you think. I mean, it's so gross.
Kevin was going down, but his nuts weren't. No. They were like stuck.
I was like hanging.
I remember it did. It was crazy. It really kind of like sucked to the pole.
It did. It just grabbed on
my stomach. Man.
It was amazing. And I don't think I've ever seen nuts perform like that since.
I didn't have my arms or legs wrapped around it. I'm hanging there.
I will say though, it's the greatest performance I've ever seen a set of nuts do.
The snail, we called it. Because your nuts look like a slug just sliding down.
I don't think the barge has ever seen a greater day.
And it drooped down so slow and deliberate.
Yeah.
Sunfest, if you ever want to get a crowd back on the barge, you let KVJ know.
It's because you had really short shorts on.
You did.
Yeah,
you had hot pants.
Yeah.
Because I made them for you.
Yeah.
They were bedazzled, and it said something like sexy on the butt.
I think you lost a punishment, and you had to wear them out there.
I think it was,
Punishment? I say everybody got a prize that day.
I don't know, man. I didn't even realize it until I got off the pole. Like, you know your nutsack was stuck to the pole.
Like, and somebody took a picture, and they zoomed in on just your nuts.
Just my nuts.
Someone did a deep dive investigation on your nuts.
Oh, it wasn't terrible. It was beautiful.
Don't know we ever did another show out there, though.
I don't think we did.
Can't imagine why.
That was about it. You're one and done.
It's 21 and over on the barge, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. What's a little nuts between friends?
Look, they could have used a nutsack on that barge.
Thank you.
On Saturday. Barge. Yeah, they needed a little something.
Bring us back. Out. Let us bring the stripper pole. Let's do snail part two.
Yeah.
We're the DJs.
Funny thing is, if we did that, if we threw out a party to go, the snail makes its return.
Yeah.
That thing would be packed.
Y'all, that barge would almost sink again because people would turn out to see your nuts perform.
Yeah. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Look, Sunfest, let us know.
Call us.
Let's negotiate. These nuts ain't free.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Vicky went on to say, Dylan Scott and Cole Swindell were great, but why would they make the closing acts go on so late? Cole went on at 9:45. Ooh. Even Tortuga's closers go on at 8 p.m. I saw that, too. That's why I was there, and we watched the Kentucky Derby. It was right about 7 o'clock, and I'm looking. I'm like, okay, we've got a full 2-plus hours. And I'm like, eh. You know, what am I going to do? I wasn't necessarily feeling the barges. And I was like, you know what? We've had a good day. I think it's time to rally and go home. We went home, and it was the right call. So I'm sorry I missed those acts, but, yeah, I wasn't going to hang around for 2.5 more hours just to see them start.
I like how they do it at Jazz Fest. The headliners go on at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5:30 p.m. at the latest. That way you're getting out of there at a reasonable hour, and if you still want to get turnt, all the clubs have music, and, like, you can keep the party going. And then the festival doesn't have to pay to have it become a night concert, which is way more expensive production-wise.
Yeah, and, you know, look, too, you have people that, the way they set up, they said, you know, this is way too late, too many no-name artists in lineup and long breaks in between. And that's just it. You had nothing to do but go drink. People weren't feeling the party barge. And, yeah, by that time, I mean, there are probably a lot of people massively sauced because I don't know what you would have done for 2.5 hours.
Drink and listen to bad EDM.
Make sure your nuts are sweaty.
Yeah.
Oh, you know there's some sweaty nuts out there this weekend.
Vicky said Sunfest needs to get it together.
Well, there's just, there needs to be a revamping of how you do things. And maybe look at other people that are doing it better and take a little clue from how they're doing it.
Yeah, I would say so. The other thing that I had heard was people were saying that without the third stage down there, that they weren't getting a lot of traffic. Some of the vendors and the art people said, you know, nobody really was coming down here.
Oh, there was no, like, Tire Kingdom stage all the way at the other end of Flagler
they
South?
They had the Ford stage, which is on the Great Lawn there, and then they had the Ideal Nutrition stage, which is the Meyer Amphitheater.
Oh, no other stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, wasn't dragging people down that way. And Karen from Pembroke Pines said, I want to thank you all for your advice on attending Sunfest without buying a ticket. My son wanted to see Young Gravy and only, so it was no sense in buying a ticket. And I explained to you I was unfamiliar. I had not been since the 2000s. I live in Pembroke Pines. I checked into Brightline. The cost for three people is going to be $216.
Brightline. Are you high?
It's getting crazy.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah. So we had to drive. I bought the $50 prepaid parking from the Sunfest website. I'm unfamiliar with downtown West Paul, and the parking lot turned out to be next to Avocado Grill, which is literally next to the Ideal Nutrition stage where Young Gravy would be performing.
Perfect.
The positioning of the parking lot was so perfect. We did not even have to leave our car. The stage was about 80 yards away. My two boys sat on the roof of the car with binoculars. I stood next to it and could see over the fence perfectly. And my son couldn't believe it. He exclaimed, the stage is right there. He was so happy.
That's cool.
That's a mom win.
Yeah, no, that is really cool.
Good for you. You know, you have to figure out stuff like that and get crafty when you got kids and not a big budget.
Yep.
That's a great mom win.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was cool. The event me and Denny's went to, the May the 4th event, that was a free event. We had so many awesome KVJ Nationers down there. I wanted to thank just the people who came down there and came and said hello to us. It was such a good, fun energy.
Yeah, nice. In fact, Karen was there to see you on Saturday. She said, I ran into Jason, Denny's, and Jen at the toy convention. They were so nice to speak with me. Baby Lachlan is so chill and absolutely gorgeous. I love his Storm Poopsie onesie.
Yeah, Storm Pooper.
Storm Pooper.
I put a little video up on our Instagram, but I'm working on another video of the entire event that hopefully will drop today.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was great. There she is with her son.
Cool. I absolutely remember talking with her.
Aww. Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Let me see. Some comments about Unfrosted. Nicole said, hey, it's Nicole from Grimsley and other social meetings. I'm 15 minutes into the new movie called Unfrosted, and I thought of you immediately, knowing how you love cereals. Great lineup of actors and comedians. Check out the trailer. On a side note, Pop-Tart was a nickname of mine growing up whenever I was a ditz or airhead or just a dumbass. That's why Pop-Tart's included in my URL on the website. Anyway, check it out. And I know I'd seen one comment. Somebody called it out saying, eh, it was boring. But Jennifer said, I loved Unfrosted. There's so many people in the movie. And there was we did get a good bit of text after somebody had called it out saying, I don't know. Actually, I think it's not bad.
All right. Maybe it's one of those things that you have to, like, be a fan of that style and those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not, like, broad appeal like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, some of the comments. One person said, Frosted was cute and funny. We loved it at our house. Numerous chuckles throughout. Somebody else said, we watched Frosted and liked it a lot. If you watched the trailer and knew the cast, it was perfect for what it was. It was cute, corny, and a great story.
I'll try it out. I'll watch it.
Okay. But there were a couple people that thought it was horrible.
I think Seinfeld has got a little corny. That's how I feel. And you know nobody loves the show Seinfeld more than me. I love that show. But I just think that, you know.
He kind of reminds me of a little old man get off my lawn kind of vibe.
Yes.
Sometimes.
He's a little too young to have that attitude, but that is what you vibe him.
I kind of think he doesn't necessarily love people. And I think if you're like, I'm such a Seinfeld fan, like, okay, thanks. I appreciate
it. Leave me alone.
I just don't think he's that kind of guy. I don't think he loves a lot of people around him.
No, he doesn't. He's very standoffish. That's just kind of his thing. So.
Larry David is just more vocal about it, but I think they're the same. You listen to them talk, they actually sound a lot alike.
They're very similar in personality.
Larry just flies his grumpy old man like a flag, and you know that Larry is going to be grumpy.
Larry David just basically says, yeah, I don't like people.
Then people go, oh, you're so funny, Larry. Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Larry, you're so funny because you hate people.
Jason from Deerfield said, yeah, I need to call out this tip stuff. It's not happening in the movies. iPick and Boca is automatically charging an additional 18% to your bill, all while leaving a tip line at the bottom and not telling you about the already applied server charge.
Oh, that's a tricky trick.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, just know people are going to catch you and be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just another way for big corporations to get out of paying employees a decent wage. Paving the way for iPick to pay their employees 18% less so they can make more profit. A real piece of shit move.
Damn.
They have made my decision not to go to an overpriced movie theater easier now. Side note, we saw Fall Guy and it was awesome. Yeah, I've heard good things about it. Now, Fall Guy, to put it in perspective, I thought, all right, you know, $28.5 million, that's okay, I guess. But I didn't realize it cost $140 million to make. And they are a little, you know, they're doing math. I know we're not good at math here, but
140, and it made what, 25, you said?
28.5, so not even clearing 30 million. So they are $110 million away from breaking even.
That is not good.
It's not great.
Fall Guy, another, that's an original idea? Nope. Oh, that's right. They rebooted that as well.
Yep.
People keep saying, hey, we like original stuff. Make some new shit, y'all. I don't know why they don't listen to the people.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I'm sure somebody would try to explain it. I know what argument they would have.
I know. And familiarity. You know?
Yeah, I think it goes to show you. I guess, I don't know.
But are people getting over that? Are they getting over the whole revamping of franchises, rebooting of stuff that's already been done?
I don't know. They're still doing it a lot.
They are doing it a lot, but just because they're doing it a lot, does that necessarily... I'm just wondering if the tide's turning.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a really good question. I mean, they beat these things, you know, once they get something. And I'm trying to think, what is the last great franchise that came out that, you know, seemed original and had new things? You know, Guardians of the Galaxy is relatively new. John Wick is newer, even though now each of those movies have 3 to 4 or more.
Nobody with Bob Odenkirk. That's an original. Did you like that? He's a tough guy.
Was that where he was the hitman?
Yeah.
It was good. It wasn't bad. I did like that. I thought that was good. But it had a lot of John Wickish kind of feel about it, just the hitman thing. It's okay.
They're always doing reboots. And I'm not saying some of them don't work, but a lot of them just seem to kind of fall flat. And then you don't hear about it again.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last great franchise that kind of came through, or the last great original concept.
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't even done multiple movies. They just did the one. And hard to think of one.
People are saying the Fall Guy was good.
Yeah. So why did it only do 28.5 million?
Because does anyone really give a shit about going to see the Fall Guy?
Maybe. And, you know, maybe with word of mouth, it'll pick up more people go see it and it will get the money that it needs. Character actor, one of those characters that passed away over the weekend. Bernard Hill is his name, passed away at the age of 79. You're not going to know who it is unless I tell you. Do you remember the captain in Titanic? That was him. And you might even remember.
Yeah.
Might remember him more. He played Theoden in Lord of the Rings. He was the guy that they had, his face was all warped because they put an evil spell on him. And then he kind of came to and became a good king and all that. But they said the interesting thing about him, that guy clearly knows how to choose a movie. Some of the highest grossing movies of all time is the Lord of the Rings franchise and Titanic.
That's true.
Some people just know how to really pick a project.
Yeah. You're like, wow, what are the odds of grabbing onto that? So, be interesting to see, talking about bringing back an old crusty idea. They're bringing back Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Speaking of...
This summer.
Again?
Yep.
They've brought this thing back a couple times.
This might be their third reboot.
When it first came out, we loved it.
We did.
Yeah.
We were all about it.
Uh-huh.
But wasn't that Regis? No.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It debuted August 16th of 1999, so we were here all of a couple of months before they put that on the air.
I remember, because we were all about it. We would play it on the air.
Yeah.
And then we went up to, was it Disney?
They it did was, like Orlando. They had, it was kind of a feature where you could go on there and be a part of what would be almost like a live taping of it. And they had Regis there to kick it off. And I remember my grandma Beulah, who was a huge Regis fan. Oh, yeah, she wanted to jump them bones.
Yeah.
And we took her there, and I remember she just, like, she flipped her knickers when he came walking in. She was standing up and waving, and she went nuts.
Aww.
But I remember that was huge. The other one, you all the Wingus Link, goodbye. Remember her?
Yeah, that came shortly after, and then, something or other.
And then Deal or No Deal was massive.
Right, that's right, Howie Mandel. Yeah, all big. So Kimmel's going to be hosting this July 10th on ABC. Sounds like they'll have celebrities. I don't think it's back for a full-time run.
Okay, just a special one-off.
Sounds like it. Well, it's summertime, so you get weird stuff during the summer. Sometimes it's good, but then they'll just throw out whatever. Arasley, she is a huge Swiftie, knowing that you're dabbling, Virginia. She said, if you want to check out a song I recommend, the Tortured Poets Department, go with Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. It's a sassy tune with Taylor Swift talking about who you should be afraid of, Little Old Me. Oh, yes, you should be. So you like sassiness.
We are. You have an army of insane people who will take you down if you don't fall in line.
Yeah. There you go.
Sassy army.
I think they're all scared. I think if you're a man and you've dated Taylor Swift and it's over, you should be scared.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Also, Angie had said, I got a little food deal app, Too Good to Go. With the price of food nowadays, I want to share this app I discovered called Too Good to Go. The concept is, instead of places throwing out food at the end of the day, they instead offer a surprise bag for a low cost through the app. I tried it out with a place called Antonio's Italian Market in North Palm Beach, close to Classic Cars, and I ordered two bags, a meal bag, $10.46, and a baked goods bag, $6.41. My baked goods bag had a large round mountain bread, two blueberry muffins, one cranberry muffin with icing, and a large cinnamon roll with icing.
Damn, that's a lot of stuff for $6.
My meal bag had a medium-sized container with vodka sauce pasta, a small container of chicken salad, a small container of seasoned couscous, a small container of jalapeno mushrooms, all delicious.
Too good to go?
Too good to go.
Wow. Yeah. I'm gonna check that out.
I wish more places would join, as I'm sure there's a tremendous amount of food being wasted with this concept. It's a win-win, in my opinion.
I agree, because I'll eat anything. I'm not picky. I'll eat meat. I'll eat seafood. I'll eat vegan. I'll eat vegetarian. I don't give a crap. I just like to save pennies. Too
octopus.
Good to go.
You eat octopus, BH.
I love octopus bunghole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Lem said, hey, here's a do-it-bitch punishment idea. A scorpion pizza.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a pizza with That. Yeah, they do. In fact, I've seen that. I need to just purchase it. But you can buy the scorpions online to eat.
Ugh.
Flavored scorpions. Maybe we'll have to do. I know we've eaten other bugs.
We ate worms and crickets, but yeah. I don't think we've eaten scorpions.
We have not. Done that, scorpions yeah. have not been consumed.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpion Tuesday.
Yes. Nikki from Lake Worth Beach said, "Hey guys, I was just listening to a show from February 2nd of 2018. And Kevin, you told the story of how you were out with a friend and found the guy that broke into your car, and you got him out from underneath the car where he was hiding. You put him up against the wall and you held him there until the cops showed up. Would you do this now?" I'm so surprised to hear this. Does action movie Kevin still live? Yeah, that was in Athens, Ohio when I was at Ohio University. And yeah, the way the world is now, I'd be like, yeah, get out of here, because you never know what's going to happen.
You're older and wiser, and you just don't want to take that kind of a risk.
Yeah, no.
And, I mean, you are kind of svelte these days.
I am.
You're skinnier.
The guy wasn't anything intimidating either.
A lot of times they're crackheads, and they're just under there trying to get now your catalytic converter.
Yeah, typically what we had, the guy was just kind of a little bit of a dirtbag.
Yeah.
But it was kind of odd because I did, you know, we had a main street that you would walk down called Court Street. And I did pass him on the street one day, and he didn't look at me like he recognized me. I was like, there's that dude.
Crazy. Really?
You saw him.
Yeah, I passed by him on the street later.
No shit.
How long did you have to hold him till cops came?
It wasn't long. It was about maybe 10 minutes.
Damn.
Cops, and my buddy came right down. He ran upstairs because this was before the cell phone days. So he ran up, had to get in the elevator. We were on the fifth floor, and he went in, called the police, and yeah, probably less than 10 minutes.
Still, though, 10 minutes, like, holding a guy down, it feels like a lifetime.
Yeah, it was. I was like,
I would be shit in my pants.
Amazingly, he didn't fight me at all. He just played there.
Were you talking shit? Bitch, don't you ever step to this, Ralston.
I'm your daddy now.
I think for a minute, yeah. And I think he was, yeah, I tried to, with the talk.
Man. You want
to
steal my radio?
I'd love to hear that audio.
I'm going to stick this screwdriver up your ass.
A young Ralston getting rough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Roughneck Ralston.
Look out. Look out. I could have put the snail on him.
Men quiver.
Good luck getting anywhere. I've been like Spider-Man. Instead of shooting a web, I just throw my nutsack on him. I snag him and draw him back in.
He's going nowhere.
Yeah.
That's how you keep him down.
Good luck. Throw it out like a net. And Nikki also said, you know, the stats on that show, you had 924 views, 18 likes. One of them was mine. You guys have come a long way. How about that, huh?
Wow.
That's crazy. That was just 6 years ago. Yeah, it is nuts. We do thank everybody because it's cool to see how the digital stuff has grown and the YouTube numbers and where we are now. And yeah, I never would have thought that. I mean, when we started 25 years ago, Virginia, it was just having to worry about doing a radio show.
Now it's you got to do every platform digitally,
yep.
And you got to do better than you did yesterday.
I always, yeah.
No pressure.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, our CEO had sent an email, and she's like, "Look, radio used to be a lot easier. It's not even radio anymore. You know, it's all these different platforms, and there's goals and performances that you have to do. You may feel good, like there's four or five platforms we've got to worry about now, and you may feel good about two or three of them, even four maybe. And it's like one's like, oh gosh, guys, falling.
Yeah,
it's
no,
crazy.
I think it's been great for our mental health.
I heard they're bringing back Vine.
Yeah, probably, just to mess with us. Here, we're going to throw one more at you.
Fine. Can y'all bring back Periscope? Because that's where I gave live birth on.
Yeah.
That thing disappeared with my live birth video.
The one we needed, yeah.
I mean, you guys know me. I'm a MySpace man.
have been hollering for MySpace all this time.
The one platform we really started to take off on.
I don't even think we ever did.
That was about it.
We do well, and they close that app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it is a long way. We do appreciate the people who have been with us for years. Thank you guys so much, because it is really cool how we've had some people that have hung around for a very long time. And it's also really cool to have people that have jumped in just recently to the KBJ show and are still trying to figure it out.
Met a lot of them down at on Saturday.
Yeah.
I was asking everybody how long you've been listening to, where you're from.
And
everyone I met was from Broward. Some people have been listening for 10 years.
Yeah.
Some just started listening a year ago.
Okay.
That was, you know, you look at Odd Little Blessings, but us and the experiment that happened down there on the other radio station in Miami was cool in the sense that it did expose us to people a little bit further south. And that was always a goal at KBJ, was to be able to cover all of South Florida. And thankfully, this radio station station does, WRMF. But it was really cool to pick up some people, and so we do appreciate that because, yeah, you can tell the people who have just been here since, you know, our last two stations, including this one. But here we are on May 6th, and tomorrow would be the official calendar date that we started 25 years ago in 1999, Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are old.
Yeah. You could say we're seasoned. We're experienced.
We're That's spicy.
Yeah. So 25-year anniversary technically hits tomorrow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is nuts. So it's pretty cool. So we do thank all you guys for being here. And we are planning on digging up a whole bunch of stuff from the last 25 years as much as we can and reposting some of that. Some of you have never heard any of it. Some of you have not heard it in a very long time. So we're excited to kind of tell some of those stories to our newer audience.
I'm excited. I forgot most of them. So for me, it's like, oh, it's new.
Absolutely.
I love some new content.
Yeah. So if you guys have some old favorite that you do remember, we'll see if we can't find it and dredge it up and put it back on here over the course of the next year as we celebrate 25 years together as KBJ. Thank you all for being here and clicking that like button. Let's see if we can get past 18. Oh, we are. Yay.
Yay.
Look at where we've come. It's crazy. All right, y'all have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.